What's up? What's up? Oh, we got Mike in the background. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Inner Circle. It's so cool to have you guys here. If it's your first one, welcome. This is where every month I'm here with you in this spot live. I'm watching all your chats come in and sharing with you the strategies that can launch that business that you are just ready to go on or take the business you have to the next level. Listen, I'm obsessed with learning. I still immerse myself in masterminds. You guys know that I run high-level masterminds, and I'm always learning, and I'm always growing. And even better, I'm always learning new ways to make it stick. Listen, if you guys are here from the Knowledge Business Blueprint, it's so awesome to have you. What an amazing family. What an incredible addition to all that Tony and I have been doing. And today, I'm going to go really deep on persuasion and sales. And here's why. And then I'll get back to this in a minute. But if you build it, they won't just come. That's that Kevin Costner movie, Field of Dreams, right? Through the whole movie, it was, if you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. And sometimes we have that perception, don't we? That if I build the greatest mastermind, the greatest workshop, the greatest community, the greatest group, the greatest business, sell the greatest widget, it'll go viral and people just come and they'll brag about it to each other. And that's what I would hope for you. But in most cases, in 99.9999% of the time, that's not the case. So what do we have to do? We have to learn how to sell. Now, I said before, and I can't wait to go, look at all these notes. These are all notes I asked you guys in the KBB group and the Inner Circle group. I asked, give me your biggest questions on selling. And oh my God, we had hundreds and hundreds of them. We narrowed it down to 100. Then I narrowed it down to, I lumped them together because they were so similar. And so many of you are afraid, or you feel sales are icky, or just so similar. It's unbelievable. So I grouped together, and I'm going to go through these questions today and know that these questions aren't specifically for Sarah or Olivia or Alan. We picked questions that one could answer 40 of them that came in, right? But here's my goal for today, and here's my goal for being a part of the Inner Circle, is to give you the unfair advantages to go faster. Listen, if you're a part of the Knowledge Business Blueprint family, the more I give you the capabilities, and Tony gives you the capabilities to overcome your fears, break the barriers, or even if you're in the Inner Circle, to break those barriers and go on and make an impact. Get the course done, get the training done, even write the book if that's what you want to do, but do the workshop, the mastermind, build the community. The more we do it, then the more it facilitates our mission to make self-education the new norm. So I have a whole next level of enthusiasm to share with you. And here's the thing, guys. When you're here today, I want you to know that I try to never forget what it feels like when I was dying to get my first deal done, when I was hoping one person would buy one thing that I created. I know what it feels like when I thought the world was passing me by, that I wasn't smart enough, or I didn't have enough money, or I procrastinated too much, or I didn't have anybody supporting me. I know what those feelings are, and I could literally sit here right now and put myself right back in that situation. I also know what it was like to get to 100 grand a month, or 100 grand a year, then 100 grand a month, then 100 grand a week, then 100 grand a day. So I say that only because I want you to know, wherever you are, if you're crushing it right now and you're ready just to share with the world and you want to go the next level of impact, or you're somebody where I was at one point and wondering if this could really work for you, I want to let you know my heart has never left any of those. And when I teach, this isn't for one or the other. This is for all of you. This is to sharpen the pencil if you're already crushing it. And this is to get in the game if you haven't gotten there yet. Now, with all the things that you could learn, you need all of them, right? You need, if you're going to do a mastermind, a group, a workshop, or a build a community or anything wrapped around it, the Knowledge Business Blueprint does that for you, you know. But we have to find a way for you to understand at the deepest level possible that if you don't sell it, you can't make the impact on the world that you desire. So what my goal is today is I'm going to go through your questions, then I'm going to give you a framework for selling, and here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull back the curtain today, and I'm going to go through an entire campaign that Tony and I are working on right now. If you would like that, give me a hell yes. I'm going to show you step by step on how Tony and I put something together, how we think through it, how we make an irresistible offer, how we package it, how we price it, how we offer. I'm going to show you the emails. I'm going to show you the sales page. I'm going to show you the order page. I'm going to go through the entire process. So if that's something you'd like to see, I've never done this before. This is the first Inner Circle that I've ever done anything like this. And I'm so excited because you guys have given it back to us. Between the Inner Circle and the Knowledge Business Blueprint, this is our family. This is unbelievable. Thank you, guys. I see all the hell yes. I'm going to pull back the curtain and show it because here's what my goal would be. Let's just fast forward. I'm going to tell you in advance. I'm going to future pace the end of this training. At the end of this training, I want you to feel different about selling than you've ever felt in your entire life. I want you to be so excited to persuade people to action. I want you to look at it through a complete, like you've been wearing these glasses when you were looking at sales your whole life and you throw them out and you put a new pair on and it's like the Claret and Clear commercial, the allergy commercial, if you ever saw it. Like you think it's clear and then you take the allergy pill and they peel it away and then the bright colors. Because here's what I know, is the world is always looking for a sales tactic, a sales strategy, and there's some great sales trainers out there, but man, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been blessed to do over $1 billion in sales with my brands and my companies. I've been able to impact lots of lives, and when people ask me for the secret sales strategy, it really boils down to what I've taught all of you already, but it's okay. Listen, another thing, if there's anything I teach that you've heard today, good. How many times do you have to go to the gym to get in shape? Can you go over a weekend, crush it, and be in good shape for the rest of your life? No, you have to go all the time. And a lot of times you hear something that you've heard before, but you're still not doing it. Sorry, got to call you out a little bit. So if you heard something you've heard before, great. Maybe this is the day that it becomes part of you. This is the day you engage. This is the day you realize it. Because the foundation for all good sales, and I want to start this here today because I'm going to talk about selling, and some of this could offend you, like, oh, we're talking about selling so much. Here's what I know. Love what you do. This is in everything I teach. Love what you do so much that you feel like you're doing a disservice to people if they don't get it. Easier said than done. But let me just ask you this. I put a year of my life, Tony's time, almost a year, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, sleepless nights, journals filled, working with programmers, working with team, working with developers, put a whole year into creating the Knowledge Business Blueprint. I think it's the greatest course that's ever been created. We're getting a post like every 30 seconds from you guys. Hundreds of masterminds and workshops and groups and communities have already been launched. Like, unbelievable, it's come a movement. Now, I'm not bragging for a reason, but here's what I did. I fell in love with it so much, and I'm going to give you that process today, that I did everything in my power, absolutely everything in my power to get you to engage, whether you're an emotional buyer or a logical buyer or somewhere in between. And let me just ask you something right now. Is there a person on here right now that regrets, if you got the Knowledge Business Blueprint, would you take your money back right now if I said yes, you could have your money back for the Knowledge Business Blueprint? Are you glad that you enrolled and you're here right now? If you're glad, say heck yeah or hell yes. Because when you feel that way, when you love what you do, what I know, if you go through the Knowledge Business Blueprint, if you're a part of the Inner Circle, I know when you get in there and you're 5 videos deep, you're like, oh my God, I needed this. I needed this from Tony. I needed this from Dean. Oh my God. No matter what business you're in. Thank you guys. No matter what business you're in, you can use this. Also launching your knowledge business, become a knowledge broker, or being here as an Inner Circle member every month, getting my breakthroughs that cost me 30 years to figure out, hundreds of thousands of dollars in education, surrounding myself, running 13 different companies, generating, you know, over $1 billion in my life. Like, that knowledge is priceless. So of course I push people to join my Inner Circle. Of course I push people to join KBB, and I'll do everything in my power to get them, to get you to say yes, because I can't help you if you don't join. Now, I appreciate, I see all the, it's mind-blowing. I love it. Okay, so here's the thing. What if, I'm going to digress here for a second, then I'm going to get to your questions. Let me just ask you this. What if I launched the Knowledge Business Blueprint with Tony, and we came on and didn't sell? We didn't launch. We didn't have the excitement of a live cast and the close down. What if Tony and I just said, hey, we've been doing this for 60 years. We created something really good and it's so amazing. It's going to change the world. Click the link below right now and grab it. We'd love to change your life. You know how many sales we would have done? 5. It's a big decision. It was $2,000. But we had to sell you on it, and thank God we did. Look at the change of life that's going on right now, this second. And here's the way I look at it. When I said earlier that I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't get you enrolled, I believe that in my cells, because here's what I know. What if you didn't buy the Knowledge Business Blueprint? What if you weren't in the inner circle? What if you weren't here right now? Where would you be searching right now? Would you be online looking for something else? And maybe you come across another opportunity that wouldn't be what Tony and I created. Or what if I didn't persuade you to take action and you did nothing? And 5 years went by and you were in the exact same spot without hope, without capabilities. Like literally, I can feel that emotion of letting you down. Like I have developed the muscle of feeling bad if I let you down by you not taking action, because what I believe in my head and know to be true is the only two outcomes is that you go to someone else that doesn't care as much as Tony and I do, or as much as I do if you're a part of the inner circle, or you don't do anything at all and you waste a year, you waste 5. When you can look through that, when you can love what you do so much. And we're going to go through. I'm going to show you Tony and I's campaign that's coming up. It's going to blow your mind. When you can live through that, all these questions, the majority of these, I mean, these are two sides, right? I highlighted the ones that I want to share with you today. Most of these go away. All your fear, all your worry, the fear of being fake, the fear of being inauthentic, the fear of not knowing when to ask, the fear of saying the price, all of those go away. And when you have that confidence, when you have that confidence, people feel it. Listen, I don't know if you can even do a thumbs up on here. I know we have a new chat here. But think about this. Did you feel my authenticity? Did you feel it when Tony and I were live or however you got enrolled on one of the videos? Could you tell that I was living the experience? Can you tell I care right now? This isn't a show, because I've not only convinced myself. Some people say, I convinced myself my product's great. I don't even like that word. You're convincing yourself? No, just make your product damn great. Make your mastermind unbelievable. Make your workshop the best on the planet. Think deep. Change lives. Put the focus on transformation. And all of a sudden, sales go to another level. You know when my sales really catapulted? Is, thanks guys, appreciate it. I'm going to try not to peek. It's like squirrel. I'm trying not to look. I'll get back. We'll do Q&A at the end. I promise we'll do Q&A at the end. It's the best, so be ready for that. But my business and everything I do catapulted the day I threw my scripts away. Literally, I'd done infomercials for 20 years, and about 10 years ago, I threw my scripts away. I'm like, no, I care about people. I wrote one of the best books on the planet. I'm going to tell people about it from my heart. And everybody, my production team, my media buyers, like, no, you can't do it. You got to follow this format. My show quadrupled in results. And that was the day I threw out scripts. That was the day I stopped trying to be perfect. That was the day I stopped trying to model other successful so-called salespeople or watching, following a sales agenda. You know what I used to think before I went live or before I did a show or before I went live right now, I was pacing in here and all I thought about was, what's in their heart? What do they feel? How can I serve them? How can I enter conversations going on in their minds? How can I solve their problems? And how can I allow you to feel understood? Give me a thumbs up if you feel understood when I said, I've been where you've been, no matter where you are. If you're struggling and you're wondering if you could do this, if you're in the middle, got a business but not making you as much as you want, or you're crushing it, wanting to go to the next level, did you feel understood? Because I hope so. Because I never forget those emotions. I could get goosebumps. I could get chills feeling that emotion right now. So if you feel understood, if you know that I'm here to serve, I'm not trying to convince myself. I'm just being that person that wants to serve you. And for that, we had the largest internet launch in the history of online product launches. Did you know the KBB launch was the biggest ever in history? Night one, right here, Tony and I, 6,200 of you signed up night one. Night one. And we got to impact and change the lives of 6,200 people night one. By the time we closed, over 15,000 of you got enrolled. Why? Because we had this magical sales strategy. Tony and I sat up here with no script. Now, that's Tony and I. I know we've been doing this for a long time. But those same principles apply for every newbie I've ever helped in my life. You can start off where we're leaving off. That's why you cut a check for speed. That's why you're here. And that's why I'm so excited to share the strategies for persuasion and sales. And it's so much simpler than you could ever imagine. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do right now. Before I kind of pull back the curtain and show you an entire campaign, the thought process. In fact, I did an exercise last night. It's hard to share this with you guys. I did an exercise last night breaking down a campaign that I've never done before. And it's so damn good that I'll probably have to now create it into a process and add it to the KBB course. I'm so glad you're here right now. And I know I'm talking a lot about KBB, the Knowledge Business Blueprint, to a lot of your Inner Circle members. Maybe you're not a member of KBB. Sorry, you missed something amazing. There's going to be great opportunities for you guys in the future. Not the same as the one that the early adopters got, but a great opportunity. But anyway, let me get to some killer questions. You guys ready for this? Okay, my team kind of bunched them together, grouped them together, and these are a whole page or two of where they labeled it like authenticity, okay? So, Sarah asked, people buy from those they know, like, and trust. How do you build relationship at a high level? I'm going to go through these quick because we have a lot of them, right? But here's the thing. What if you didn't look at it as a strategy on how to get people to like you, a strategy on how to let people feel understood? What if it wasn't a technique to let people feel trust in you, know, like, and trust you? What if you just let them know you? What if you just truly cared on another level? I don't want to oversimplify this, but from someone who sells better than most anyone on the planet, I'm telling you, these are the types of things I rely on before I walk out on stage, before I come on camera. I don't think, okay, the hook, the this, the story, when does this go and how do I anchor? Yes, you have to have strategies. I'm going to talk about the tactical. But if you don't have the foundation, if you're walking out there feeling bad that you're selling, if you're feeling embarrassed that you're selling, if you don't have clarity, if your confidence is down, if you have hesitation, people feel it, you sell nothing, you can't impact their lives. If Tony and I came out and we're like, you know, we built the Knowledge Business Blueprint, can really help you, you should click the link. There's 15,000 people's lives we wouldn't have impacted, right? So, Sarah, I'm not trying to make it simple, but what if they just... You got to let them know you. What if you were more authentic? What if you were more real, more raw, more open? What if you shared one of your most embarrassing moments of your life or something that you used to hide, something you thought you shouldn't share with the world? What if the things, and this is for everybody. Now, when I answer one thing, am I answering for everybody? Absolutely. But what if the thing you thought you shouldn't tell anybody was actually the thing you need to tell everybody? Ponder on that one. Okay, Olivia, how to bring up your product all the time in everyday conversation. Now, there's two answers to this. Olivia, don't bring up your product all the time in regular conversations. That will annoy people. Just being honest. Do you ever have a friend that's always selling you, or a friend that's in an MLM and you're not even being, they're soliciting you nonstop? You're like, oh my God, stop, right? You don't want to be a pest. You want to be a welcome guest. So choose your time. And marketing is about getting somebody warmed up to what you want to share with them. What happens so many times is people skip the marketing and go right to the sales. It's like, hey, let's go watch a movie. By the way, did you know that you could join my mastermind? It's like, no, warm them up. Tell them what you're doing. Ask them what their situation is. Let them feel understood. Hear what their biggest fears are. Hear what their biggest worries are. And if you don't have a solution for them, send them where they might find it. If you do have a solution, then allow them to know what you have at the right time, at the right moment, after they are a warm prospect. Okay, ready? Authenticity, Alan Zelsman. How do you get so energized before you share your message? You definitely come across as passionate and real. What charges you up? Wow, I think I just shared that already. Great question, Alan. What charges me up? So what I just did, and just being transparent, before we went live, my team said, 2 minutes, there's thousands of people on. I got out of this chair because I was sitting here making sure all this stuff worked. And I walked over there and I said, these people are here putting faith in me. I need to bring the best version of me. This is the conversation that goes in here. I've never shared this before, so great question, Ellen. I'm like, these people are busy. You have a life. There's a million other things you could be doing right now. Some of you are at work. Some of you are at 2 o'clock in the morning in different countries, and you're here with me. Holy crap. I'm not going to take that lightly. You deserve the best version of me. You don't deserve me to bring the crap that happened to me last week or the crap that might happen next week or this morning something went wrong or like, you don't need that. What you deserve is the best version of me because you're putting faith in me. And I want to serve you. I want to make an impact on your life. And if I came and said, hey, everybody, today we're going to talk about sales. Pull out your journals and let's go to slide one. That's that eighth grade sociology or social studies teacher that you wanted to literally, like I had an eighth grade social studies teacher that I literally wanted to open the window. We were on the second story and there was days, this sounds terrible. There was days I'm like, what if I just ran and jumped out the window? Like literally, if I don't die, at least I get out of this class. It's like, look at this next slide. No, if I was that guy, I wouldn't be able to serve you. I wouldn't be able to impact you. I sell myself daily. I love what I do. I know this stuff will change your life if you listen to me, and you won't listen to me if I do it wrong. So what fires me up? What gives me this energy? Your results. If one, there's thousands of you on right now. I hope all of you do, but if just one of you right now listens to me and listens to your soul and goes out and does this, there's gonna be way more than one, and does this, that fires me up. That lights me up. While simultaneously, I have hundreds of people that are living off my brand and my company's employees. I get to support my family, my parents, and all the families that work here. Holy shit, I'm excited. Okay. Nina, I want to go a little quicker. I have a large group of Facebook, but haven't been present for a while. How do I warm them back up? Nina, really simple. Give them value. Don't ask for anything. Just give, 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 give. One of the biggest secrets to bonding? Build reciprocity. Give more than you ask for. Zachariah, how can I sell something without feeling like I'm coercing people into doing what I do? Doing what I want. See, that's a framework that I'm hoping is already lifting, Zachariah. Are you hurting them? Like if you're selling drugs, if you're selling a shitty product, if your mastermind is eh, if your workshop that you're going to do is not so good, if your product's inferior and you pretend it's a not, then yeah, you should feel like shit. Don't coerce them. Love what you do so much that you feel bad they don't get it because they're going to do nothing or get somebody else's. Again, we have to break that feeling. If we don't sell, we don't impact. Put the two together and it's a completely different frame. Carolina, how do I stop being shy in front of camera? This is a really difficult answer. Practice. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. Practice a lot more. Practice. Get in front of the camera. Go live. Feel uncomfortable. Get it out of the way. And remember those questions. You're there to serve. You're not there to be judged. You're not there to be judged. People don't go, let me see how good he is or she is on camera. Green tea. If I drank coffee, I would be dying. I don't do caffeine. Imagine this is with no caffeine. Sometimes green tea even gets me. But just practice. And remember to live inside their mind. You're there to serve. When you look through the eyes of, I'm here to serve, not to sell, not to get them to believe me. I'm here to serve. You guys, do you like helping other people? That's how you got to look at it. Okay, Diane, how do you give a sales pitch when you're not 100% knowledgeable about the information you're sharing? This is another deep one. Get more knowledgeable. But don't get so knowledgeable that you talk tech talk. Get so knowledgeable that you understand it fundamentally, but how it comes out is a way that solves their problem and gives them a path to a better place. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to solve problems by being a part of the Knowledge Business Blueprint, or DIC. The problem may be that you want to start your own thing. You want to impact more lives. You want to generate more money. KBB solves that. And it solves it by tapping into heading towards $1 billion a day industry, right? So there was a problem. We solved that. But again, know the foundation. I know every single piece of the Knowledge Business Blueprint, the knowledge industry. I studied, I did research. I read 100 different headlines and I read news articles. I mean, I went deep. I get this. I know how fundamentally flawed the education system is, but I don't talk about it relentlessly, but I know it. And it gives me the confidence to be present when I'm talking about it. How do you enjoy selling and your programs without feeling full of yourself? I don't know, full of yourself. That's a belief, Daniela. That's a belief someone else gave you. That's a belief, or some crappy ass salesperson pushed you and played the big shot role. I think that's a belief. Change that belief. That's full of yourself to me is the salesperson you see on TV. Not the people that are here right now. Most of you, all of you here want to do good in the world, want to impact other people's lives. Just erase that. Sorry. No, I'm going to be simple about that, but get rid of that belief. Gerald, how do you go about messing a potential prospect on Instagram? If you're a part of KBB, which you are, you're in here. If your message is on this, there's a KBB note next to it. Remember the hook, story, close. Remember that people get a lot of messages. What makes you stand out? This is for everything. I'm going to go through this with you guys in a little bit here. This is for absolutely everything. It doesn't matter if you're writing a post on Instagram, you're doing a story, you're communicating with someone that you want to be a knowledge broker with and partner with, or you want them to come to your mastermind or your workshop or your group. Remember, everybody gets a lot of messages. It's noisy. So what is your first sentence that goes, oh, I'm going to read this, right? So many people go, hey, what's up? I'm Bob, and I hope you're doing good today. I'm done. I'm already gone. But if I said, how would you like to make impact and profit from a $355 million industry? I can help you. You might go, what is this? And then what's the story? And that story part is where you overcome their objections. You build rapport. Tell them why you're the person. And then the last part of the close is, what do you want them to do? You want them to call you. You want them to go to your website. You want them to email you. Hook, story, close. Compelling hook, tell the story, and then give them a call to action. And remember this, Mark Twain said it. If I had more time, I would have written you a shorter letter. Remember that one. Be concise. Be concise. Stop with long talk. We don't have time for anyone. The world has changed. This is how people live nowadays. Ready? This is the new, like, we're going to have finger problems and wrist problems from the whole world going like this. Like, you need to be concise, to the point, make your point, have a hook, overcome their objections, tell them what you want, tell them why it's you, give them social proof, tell them what you want. Okay. Let's see. Noel, what do I say in my copy messaging to attract the right people? That have enough money for my program. So one of the best definitions of marketing. If you guys are liking this, give me a thumbs up. We picked questions that literally one question, there was 20 almost identical. So give me a thumbs up if this is what you, first time we've ever done this, but there was so many amazing questions that I thought this was powerful. I just want to make sure I'm serving you guys at the highest level. Okay. Noel, what is, so that question, what do I say in my copy message to attract the right people? Remember this, I said the definition of marketing. It is attracting those you want and repelling those you don't. Think about that. Sometimes we think we got to cast a really wide net and bring everybody in. No, you don't want to bring in the people that don't want what you have to offer. You don't want to bring in people that can't afford what you have to offer. So think about that in your marketing. Think about how do I, you know, so here's a great example. And remember, I'm answering questions, but I'm actually giving you a training, so I hope you're taking notes. And here's the cool part. You'll be able to watch this replay because you're part of the inner circle and we post the replay, right? But think about this. If you're going fishing, right, someone could say, all right, I'm going to go out in the ocean and I'm going to catch fish. I'm going to take a boat. I'm going to take generic reel, generic bait, and I'm just going to go park out in the water and hopefully catch fish. You could catch little teeny tiny minnows. You could catch, like, what do they call them, like chum fish or like, I don't know, not so good fish or not fish that you can't eat, or you might catch a barracuda. Like, who knows what you're going to catch, right? That's one thing. That's people who do marketing that are casting too wide of a net. But wouldn't it be better if you said, I'm going for tuna. And I went to a tuna specialist and I got the right tuna reel, the right tuna bait. I found out what time the tuna bite, and I found out what area they bite, and that's where I'm going. And I got someone on board with me that used to fish for tuna. So one is casting a wide net, one is one reel, one line, and you're driving right there and you're fishing for that one thing and you catch less, but you catch the exact fish you want that are edible and fit what your desires are. Same thing with marketing. make sure your marketing repels those that don't have the money or don't believe in self-education or don't see the value in paying for speed. I promise you, there's plenty of people out there that have the money and that want what it is you have to offer. Okay, we're going to do another few here, and then I'm going to pull back the curtain on an actual campaign that Tony and I are doing. Okay, cool. Appreciate all the great comments, guys. I thought I saw all the thumbs up. Christopher, how do I deal with sales headlines in functional medicine where one has to be careful with promises and salvation because of the law? Great question, Christopher. Here's what I say. Go deeper. Go upstream. Everybody competes with get skinny quick, get healthy now, six-pack abs in 6 minutes, get rich in 4 seconds, six figures in 6 minutes. Like, all that is, we're so sick of it. I am, aren't you? Are you sick of people holding up $50,000 checks on Facebook, Instagram, social media? I made this in 4 minutes. Look at this six-pack. I got ripped over the weekend. If you're sick of that, we're on the same page. But what are the ones that stick? I'm going to give you an example, and I shared this in the KBB training. Is go deeper. Find an emotion. Find an emotion that triggers a person to go, okay, I want to hear this. So, for example, the headline, the opening, which is like a headline of my infomercial with Larry King. I don't know if you heard this story before, so I'll make it quick. We tried the show. It was with Larry King. He was like someone who changed my life 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I'm so excited. We sat in this studio. We did an interview. And it didn't work out of the gate. I'm like, man, what is it? It's because I screwed up on the headline, the opening line, the hook, right? And I change it to this. And tell me if it applies to you. I changed it to, have you ever, in your the show came on, instead of saying, hey, I'm Larry King. I'm live tonight with Dean Graziosi, the New York Times bestselling author, all that stuff. That was about me, right? I wanted to make it about them, about you. So Larry King sitting in the studio here, the camera comes on him, and Larry King says, have you ever in your adult life looked in the mirror and thought to yourself, wow, I thought I'd be further ahead by now. If you have, you're not alone. That was my opening line. That was my headline. Show became a monster, right? Because I didn't have to say, Dean Graziosi is going to teach you. The book was Millionaire Success Habits. It could have been like, hey, how would you like to be a millionaire in 8 minutes? Oh my God, I'm so sick of that. I want to help people. I want them to feel it in their soul. So go deeper, man. Christopher, go deeper. Find a way to hit their emotion, not just their thoughts. That's my message for you. When selling and just getting started, what are suggestions do you have for a bonus to offer? A bonus to the offer. A couple of things. Create a real bonus. Create real urgency, not fake urgency. We're going to talk about that when I go through the campaign. And create bonuses that complement but are different than the main offer. For example, Tony and I built the Knowledge Business Blueprint. We wanted to create an implementation tool so you could get it done. Learn it, then do it. So the bonus was being the software. So it complemented each other, but it was different, right? Then you had the chance, if you're part of the Knowledge Business Blueprint, to learn from me every month. It wasn't just the immersion, now it's ongoing training. Similar, but different. We made Russell, not right, we twisted his arm, we got him to share his funnels. Similar, it fuels the main course, but it's different. So bonuses need to be fueling, but different. And then don't go so fast over the bonuses. I used to do that. I made a mistake. We worked really hard. I keep talking about the Knowledge Business Blueprint because we worked our tail off on that. But no matter how you came here, so glad to have you. We didn't just say, oh, we have this bonus with Dean. Each one of these are so damn powerful that spend time, give them an irresistible bonus, an incredible offer, and share why it's so valuable. I mean, think about it, right? We took Russell Brunson, right? Like, Russell literally has hundreds of people that paid him $25,000 for his mastermind. He does it all through an online funnel. I could just say, Russell Brunson owns ClickFunnels, $100+ million company, built you your funnels. Good, but the fact of the matter is he let go of 60 salespeople, true story. And now he only has 2 salespeople because the online funnel does all the rest. I'm going to tell you that story. That's real. And it is real that originally he was going to teach you how he did it. And Tony and I said, don't just teach, show them the actual funnel. Like, give them the thing that you did. And he was like, oh, I'm going to tell you that. Not just, hey, you get these great funnels, because then we dismiss it. So spend the time on the bonuses. Let them know the power. And don't just add crap. Like, here's a bonus. Get this pen. Here's a bonus. Get this dry erase marker. Like, share some stuff that's solid and let people feel it. Okay, a couple more here, and then I'm going to pull back the curtain on a campaign. Okay. How to pass personal blocks to tell your price to a customer. Believe in it. Believe in it. That's one of, you know what, I'm going to skip that question because I'm going to share it in depth here in a moment. But you need to believe in that price so much that you know that they're actually taking advantage of you. Let's see. Wait a minute. And we got one more here. What are the tips or strategies to persuade our potential clients before we even start to sell them? That all comes down to marketing and persuasion. And that becomes, persuasion is Robert Cialdini's book. Great book. And I would just say, think about how you can solve some of their problems, answer some of their questions, get rid of some of their hesitations and their objections in advance before you ever talk to them or before they ever get to your sales video. Okay, we had more, but I want to do something really special that I've never done before. You guys loving this? Let me know if you're liking this. Give me a thumbs up. It's great to have you guys here. Thousands of you. I'm going to read all these messages. Yes, I geek out on stuff like that because I know how to better serve you for next time we go live. That's the type of things I do. I live inside the mind of my prospect. I live inside the mind of my clients, my family, my KBB, my DIC, my inner circle family. I want to know your fears. I want to know what's your goals. What are your opportunities? What are your obstacles? If I know that, then every month when I come back, I'm not guessing. I'm here to serve you. I've been here. Again, wherever you are, I've been. So here's what I want to share. I created something for you guys last night, and I'm gonna go through this again. This is not pre-planned. I've never shared this before, and it's pretty cool. So Tony and I are doing. We decided in November we are going to do a two-day live training. Now, if you bought the Knowledge Business Blueprint, you saw, as soon as you bought, there was a quick video of Tony and I. We were just seeing if people were excited about it. We didn't have anything planned. We're just like, hey, we're going to go live for a day. Would you like to join us in a small event for a day and learn the live cast launch formula? Oh my God, hundreds of you said yes. So we're like, oh my God, this is real. So we weren't prepared for it, but now we are. So Tony and I had to check our calendars, which he's the only guy I know busier than me. Thanks, guys. I appreciate all the yeses. So we found a day for 2 days, and I'll tell you that in a minute on how it turned into 2 days, where we're going to share how we did the largest live cast launch in internet history. Over 15,000 people enrolled in less than 2 weeks. How that works for Tony and I, yes, we're at the top of the game and broke the internet, literally broke the internet. Simultaneously, how have I done that with startups and accountants and smoothie people who sell smoothies and someone who sells personal growth. How have I done that with startups all the way to the largest launch in internet history? We've never shared that together and we decided, let's do it. Let's change things on our schedule and spend 2 days with our KBB and DIC family and show them how to do this. Because remember, if you build it, they won't come. And if you have good marketing compared to amazing marketing, you stand out. So how do we think through a campaign like that? So I just told you what it is. I kind of told you the ending, right? But how do we think through it? So you guys ready for this? This is brand new. I'm going to probably create a tool around this. Well, let's start here. What's the value and what it cost us to create it? So these are the things. Let me try to really explain this because this is new, right? Is I need to feel, if I'm going to sell this to you, to the 15,000 people in Knowledge Business Blueprint and the thousands of people in DIC, if I'm going to offer this to you, I need to love this so much or you won't feel it. I need to love it so much that it doesn't feel like, I need to love it so much that I don't feel bad for selling it to you. I feel bad if you don't enroll. Right? So how do I go through that process? So think about this. What is the value and what did it cost us to create? Okay, so Tony and I spent 60 years in this industry, right? 60 years learning, failing, lost all our money, back, forth, right? Then I just spent the last about 12 doing live cast launches for myself. I mean, I just did one 90 days ago. Some of you might have been a part of it. We did over $1 million. We did it in 4 days. Like, It took me 10 years to figure out this process. It took me lots of failure. It took me the overhead and hundreds of employees and marketing and sales and sleepless nights. When I start thinking what it cost me to create the LiveCast launch formula, the process, the model, and how I could hand it to somebody in 2 days, to me, if someone said to me with the millions of dollars I've been blessed to do, if someone said right now, rewind 10 years ago, pay $1 million to learn the LiveCast launch model that you were a part of. If you're in the knowledge business, if you're part of any of my courses, if you ever bought my book during the launch, you were a part of the LiveCast launch formula. I couldn't impact your life without it. I couldn't just say, we got a great course, buy it. You wouldn't have, right? So what is that worth? If I look back in hindsight, to me, it's worth $1 million. Literally, I would pay $1 million. So I start getting this in my framework, and I want you to think the same thing. What you're going to offer, what you're going to share, what is it worth? What is the value? What did you have to experience? What did you have to go through? And even if you're only a year in front of somebody else, if you're one chapter, as Russell Brunson said, in front of somebody else, what is that chapter worth? What is that time worth? How much effort and energy? Okay, so you start to build this. Okay, this is where we start. Again, this is new, me sharing this. What can I truly do for those who attend and speed up their profits, their time, and getting to where they want to go faster? So I start thinking, what can I do? What do they need? So what do people think they want compared to what they actually need? Now write this down. What do people think they want compared to what they actually need? So for me, I start thinking this, okay, 2-day event. What do they need when they're there? Yes, I'm going to teach them. Yes, Tony's going to teach a full day. I'm going to teach a full day. What's the blueprint? But here's what I'm thinking. It's like what you need is proximity. Be around other like-minded people, whether it's in inner circle, whether it's you're from one of our other masterminds like HPM, if you're KBB. Like being around high achievers, like-minded achievers that are all sharing and growing. What is that? You need that, right? Then I think, no fluff. This isn't about an event. This is about getting tactical strategies. This is about specialized knowledge, like leaving with the implementation guide. Like, how do I leave and go, oh, I put this in my life, right? So I'm sharing this with how we go through this. And then how do I create an irresistible offer that can share every single piece of it without being complicated? Now, again, I want to share this. I have all these notes. I'm sorry this isn't a problem. Next time I share this, it'll be deeper. But love it so much, you'll get mad if you don't help people see the path to attend. Now, how do I do that? I do that by thinking through how much work it took for us to figure it out, how the results we have, what it felt like when I did my first live cast, and all of a sudden, my first one, I'm not saying you're going to do this, my first live cast launch, when we weren't sure it was going to work, did over $1 million in sales. Now, am I saying you're going to do that? Heck no, I'm not saying that. But I remember thinking, it sounds crazy. Can it really work that we help emotional buyers and we help logical buyers and we deliver value in the middle of it and all? And I'm thinking like, will it work? When I did it for Michael Rosbush, selling a course to accountants, I was like, is it going to work to accountants? And it did over $400,000 in sales. I'm like, oh my God. So I remember that feeling and I start to fall in love with these 2 days. And this is the part I want. This is the foundation. It's why I'm starting here. It's like, how do I create an irresistible offer? But it's not just about the offer. We could put a lot of stuff together. It's about falling in love with the offer. Listen to this. I'm going to share from my heart. And we're going to go a little longer today. I hope you can stay with me because this is going to be valuable. I usually go about an hour. We're probably going to go an hour and 15 minutes. You can't miss this because I'm literally going to break down something I've never shared before. Is the ability to spend 2 days live with Tony and I in Florida. Like, I think through, like, you come there going, should I be here? Can I really do this? And all of a sudden, I watch your breakthrough. I watch you get it. I watch you get the blueprint. I watch you orchestrate how to bring the traffic in, how to convert them, how to get them into your course, your training, your mastermind, your group. When you see it, all of a sudden, you come there thinking, I'm pretty sure I could do this. Or you come there because you're already doing good and you want to learn from the best on the planet. And I can feel your emotions start to change in advance. Like, I could literally visualize. I know I've been doing this a long time, but I can visualize how the look on your faces at the end of day one. I can visualize the look on your faces at the end of day two when you don't want to walk out of the door. When you're so damn excited, you can't wait to put this in play. You can't wait. You made new friends. You have a support group. You learned how to market. You learned how to bring people in. You learned a formula that took 60 years and then the last 10 of obsession to launch if you're new out in front of everybody else like you've been in business for 10 years? And if you're in business, how do you do the biggest launches in history? Like, I think through that so much, and I want to give you this little comment here. I also think, why are people screwed, I wrote that, I'm hurting them if I don't get them engaged. Now, here's the thing. The KBB course has everything you need, everything. This is for people, again, I'm sharing how I feel. This is for people, it's separated in my mind. Some of you take the KBB course and just go, that's great. But if you want the in-depth marketing strategy to launch a product or service, even if you're writing a book, this is what that is. It's a two-day immersion. So I'm sharing that because I want you to think right now is, what is it that you're going to offer? What can you sell yourself? Because all sales start with selling you. How can you fall in love with the product so much right now? Fall in love with your mastermind. Fall in love with what you're going to teach. How can you save people time? How can you get them to be successful? How can you impact their lives? How will it impact their family? I don't know what triggers emotions for you, what impact for you, but here's what I do know. Once you fall in love with it, the rest becomes easy. The rest becomes way easy. Now, it doesn't matter if you're selling something that's $97 or $10,000 or $100,000. Tony and I are going to launch a $250,000 mastermind. Tony, people spend $1 million to be coached by Tony. It doesn't matter where you are or what you offer. It matters that you love it so much that the fear of selling it goes away. Does that make sense? Am I making sense right now? Give me a thumbs up. Okay. Now, the next thing is the offer. So many people ask about the offer. This I can go through really quick. Is we were going to do one-day training. We thought we could do it. Tony fell in love with so much of the comments, so much of the impact. He called me back and said, let's make it two. I want to train the whole first day. I got these 12 steps everybody needs, right? So we started thinking through. Okay, one day, now it's two. We want to let you know, if you build it, they won't come, right? Like, we know that if you build the greatest mastermind, the greatest group, if you build it, people aren't just going to come. So how do we make it irresistible? How do we share specialized knowledge? How do we create the implementation tools so you leave with the actual blueprint to do the marketing? Not KBB. You got all the KBB. You got the inner circle. You got real estate. You got other, maybe you have your own business. This is about how to launch, nothing else. And that's another thing I want you to realize. Sometimes I'll do masterminds that are generic, like our high performance mastermind. Amazing group. Love that group. That's more marketing and scaling strategies. That's a group. This is an immersion training on how to do one thing. How to launch your product better than anyone on the planet does it from two people who know it the best, right? So I have to think through that. I have to think through the proximity of the right people, the networking. So that creates my offer. Now, how do we, how do we come up with pricing and how do you brag about yourself? Now, I dislike, sometimes people brag about themselves so much and they got the Lambos and the checks and they're sitting back like this and they get the picture on the private jet. I'm sorry, that sounds rude because I do all those, I don't have a Lambo or stuff like that. But I like humble. I like humble power. One of my partners, Ethan Willis, father of eight, one of the greatest human beings I know. I love this guy. He loves using the term humble power, and he is. He's a church leader. He's just a great dude. He's so powerful when he walks in the room, but so humble. And I think of humble power. You see, you don't have to be Tony Robbins or Dean Graziosi, and I'm not saying that we're way, I'm just, you don't have to be any, you have to be you. You've accomplished more in your life. So many people say, how do I build my credibility? How do people know that I know what I'm doing? Listen, you've done more and accomplished more in your life than you give yourself credit for. I promise you, whether you want to help, you know, families through divorce or help someone to work out better, eat better, sell better, be in masterminds, whatever it is you're going to do, whether you're going to borrow the knowledge from someone else, be the broker or be the reporter or share your skill, or take your current business to another level, you have a lot more to give the world than you realize. And I want to tell you that sometimes we don't realize that, as again what Russell said, if you're just one chapter in front of someone else and you have the right ethics and the right values and you discover new things, that you can provide such value for them. You don't have to have initials after your name. You don't have to have the PhD. You don't have to be in business for 20 years. You have to have abilities that can help whoever you're going after go faster. You have to believe that, not just believe it. You have to know it. You have to deliver that. And you got to be proud of what you've experienced. Listen, when I first started, my first infomercial I did on real estate, I didn't have any success stories. I didn't have any social proof. You know what I had done back then? When I did my first one, oh my God, 20 years ago, I had done about 15, not more than that, but I'd say I did 10 or 15 real estate deals. I didn't have any social proof. I didn't have anybody else that I taught. I wasn't a teacher. I was a broke kid, went into cars, fixed cars, drove a tow truck, and started getting into real estate. I did it with no money down. And I'm like, how do I share people with people that I have value? Now that cost me, that was a really expensive lesson to figure that out, but I did. And what I did is I literally just went to real estate deals that I did. I had a camera with a tripod. I sat it down and I said, hey, you see this house behind me? Let me tell you how I got it. I didn't have any money. I talked to the neighbor. They told me that this person owned it. They didn't live there. I called them from their different state. I told them, I listened to their problems. I solved their problems. I got this property and here's how I did it. And then I went on to the next one. I didn't have any social proof. I was in my 20s. I looked like I was 9. Literally, I looked like I was 9 years old. I had a terrible New York accent. I had the worst khakis, like pleated, big puffy pleated khakis, and my shirt was 3 sizes too big. That's a true story. But you know what people felt? They felt that I cared. They felt my authenticity. Same thing with Tony. Same thing with you. Yes, we can brag and say we have people on a waiting list to pay $1 million a year. Tony has people on a waiting list to pay 85 grand to be in Platinum Group. Plats are amazing. I love those. Love that group. I've been paid up to $500,000 for 90 minutes on stage, 90 minutes on camera. Crazy. All that stuff's great. But I used to be the guy with the oversized shirt and the pleated pants and not 30 years of training, not 20 years of experience, not even 10 years of experience. But you know what I had? I had a passion to serve. And I was ahead of some people. Now, when I first launched, and here's something I really want you to think about because we're bragging here, but this is part of the offer. And this is for you. Were there a lot of people in my 20s, when I had done less than 20 deals, were there a lot of people that had done way more real estate than me and were way bigger professionals than me? Is that true? If you were here, like, hell yes. Lots and lots of people. But I wasn't looking for them. I wasn't going after people who were in the industry doing 100 deals a month. I was going after people that were like me, that were desperate, wanted something new, wanted to go to another level, and I served them. This training that we're doing, this is for anybody that wants to launch in a big way and not spend the next 10 years figuring it out on your own. This is someone who's in business and wants to learn how we did the biggest launch in internet history. This is high level from 2 of the highest level people on the planet. I get that. But there was a time when I was this high and I taught people how to sell their first real estate deal. I've also taught people how to do 100 deals a month or 20 deals a month, right? So I really want you to think through that and learn that you have credibility. You can have humble power. You can brag about yourself without feeling like a fraud. And the truth of the matter is, don't be a fraud. Dig deep right now. Find your value. Find what you can do to help other people and share that. Okay, so see how I'm just going through? This is a process of figuring out the order. Okay, the impact I can make on your life. Okay, so I think to myself, and I want you to think about this. If someone joins, I'm looking to see if you guys got, I'll get to questions later, so I don't, I'll make this in a tighter structure, but here, I want you to think about this. This is important for your sales copy. This is important for your messaging. This is important so you have the hook story closed. These are the ingredients that fuel how you create an irresistible offer, how you create your emails, how you create your sales letter, how you create your sales page, how you shoot a video. And that is the impact on your life. How with you attending this 2-day event, how with people attending your group, your mastermind, your workshop, how will it impact your life? And I write it down. No more confusion. You have clarity. You have a plan. You learn the real impact you learn how real impact is made. You have impact in sales. You stand out. Your voice is heard. You don't just have a great mastermind. You have a filled mastermind or workshop or whatever it is your company does. You prove, this is another thing I think through, is when you launch, when you serve, when your company does great, you prove to all the naysayers that they were wrong. You reach your full potential that you know you have more to give the world. You do something you love. You create more control and freedom in your life. You're proud of what you did. You do your own thing. You're not left behind. Now, when you think about this, when you're looking through to sell in your mastermind, your workshop, your group, whatever thing you own, are you really thinking the impact that it'll have when they're done? When they buy the course, they go through the training, they buy your book, they buy the product or widget, because some people on here aren't involved in KBB. When they're done, what is the impact? But not just they got a discount, they learned a marketing strategy. What is that, if you go upstream, what does that do? Does it help prove the naysayers wrong? Does it allow people to tap into their full potential? Dale Carnegie always said, the biggest plight of America today or the world today is knowing you have more to give the world than you're not. Does that help people? Do you get to feel proud? Do you get to build confidence? When I think through that, it starts making me realize, like, holy crap, I get to do all these things through this opportunity, through this offer. Could you be doing the same thing? Absolutely. Okay, so what's the impact you'll make, I make on your life, you'll make on their life? So then the next thing is true urgency and scarcity. Okay. What I dislike more than anything is fake urgency and fake scarcity. So make it real. Make it real. When we launched the Knowledge Business Blueprint, we created an offer. And the only time that offer, a year's worth of the software, all the crazy bonuses, the additional bonuses, we said that'll never be the same. And it's not. We created an urgency offer. Right now, we're launching the Evergreen where people can get enrolled, which I told everybody, but they're not going to get a year's worth of the software for free. You did. You were an early adapter. They're only going to get 6 months. We stripped off three or four of the bonuses. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing offer, but it's not the same. It wasn't fake urgency. So how do you create urgency for people that take action now? Because, you see, so many people will put off till tomorrow what they can do today. And the fact of the matter is, urgency gets people to take action. During a launch, the urgency is it's closing. I'm never going to get this offer again. During a launch, we help solve the questions of the logical buyer, right? So think about it in your life. What can you do to get people to take action now? Now, in this two-day event with Tony, I know it's going to sell out. So that's not fake urgency. We're going to, and by the way, you guys are going to see, we'll send you an email tomorrow. We're going to invite the Knowledge Business Blueprint and Inner Circle members first. It'll most likely sell out. We'll never email it to our 3 million person email list. That's real urgency because Tony wants to keep it real. And so do I. We want to keep it really small, intimate, just hang out for a couple days, right? And learn this. That's real urgency. That's not fake. We're not saying, oh, it's only 50 people and we let 5,000. No, we set a number, we stick to it, and we get to that number, it's over. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Have urgency. Have scarcity. But make it real. It fills your heart. You end up, if you're going to love this, and here's something I'm realizing as I'm going, and you guys are guinea pigs, this is the first time I'm teaching it this way, because so many of you have my sales strategy training in DIC or the KBB. I wanted a different way to come about it, is I want to tell you, if one part of your offer is not something you love or something that's a little shady, I'll just use that word, you won't sell it at the highest level. You'll back up. You'll feel bad. You'll go into that space of, like, if I said, hey, there's only 9 people allowed in, but I'm letting 900, I'm not authentic. I'm not real. I'm a hype man, right? So what I'd say is go through your entire offer and make sure every bit of it is aligned with your values. Every bit of it's aligned with your soul. Use every sales tactic possible because you can't help their lives if you don't. But once you do and you look at all of it and go, oh no, that's real scarcity. Oh no, I'm going to change the life. Oh, that's the impact I'm going to make. Oh, I can brag about myself because I am a little more advanced. Oh, this offer went from 1 day to 2, or it went from this to that, or we added an extra day, we added a bonus, and this is, I can give them proximity, I can give them no fluff, I can give them an implementation guide, I can change their life. When you look at all these pieces, then it all circles back around to loving this so much that you'll feel bad if you don't get people enrolled. I hope that's making sense. Guys, I'm looking at your comments to make sure I got you guys. Okay, thanks, Dean Grazios. I'm going to own the KBB. Great. Appreciate it. Darn, have to take my kids somewhere. It's all right. You can come back and see it later. I don't think this is the right place for me. Okay, we're responding to every customer, I assure you. Okay, cool. Guys, I want you to find a way to love what you do. So when you go out there and do it, selling becomes easy. Okay, I already said that. Let's see. The next thing, we have to do in all good sales presentations is you have to overcome their objections in advance. Think about this. With the Knowledge Business Blueprint, so many people didn't know that industry even existed. So many people knew it existed, but they thought, how could they enter it? A lot of people, the high-level ones, is it time? Do I have the experience? Do I have the knowledge? Think about that in advance. Think about if someone's going to attend your mastermind, buy your product, buy your service, buy your book, spend some time and truly think about, what would they tell their friend? I would buy this course, but. I'd buy this book, but. I'd join that mastermind, but. And literally put yourself in that frame of mind. What are those buts? And can you address them in advance? Think about that. There are emotional and logical buyers. You know that there's both, right? Emotional buyers are like me. If I go to a car dealership, I see a car I want to buy it just like that. A logical buyer wants to spend time, test drive 3 or 4, wants to get questions answered. Objections aren't bad. Objections make you better. It makes you better at serving. You want those objections. You don't just want to serve emotional buyers. Logical buyers need you too. Logical buyers need your product. Logical buyers need your service. So with that, if logical buyers need all that, then how do you find out what their concerns are? Me, I've read tens of thousands of comments. I probably read thousands and thousands and thousands within the Knowledge Business Blueprint, back off a private group on Facebook, in the Inner Circle. I mean, thousands, because then I can understand what your fears are, what your worries are, and not, here's the thing, again, going with alignment with your values, I don't just solve it with my words. If I find something like, oh, they need this, I go solve it fundamentally, and then I can overcome your objection in advance knowing I solved it. Does that make sense? So what objections? Is it time? Is it money? Is it what they'll get out of it? What's the guarantee? If they don't like it, will they get their money back? Do on my own. Can I do it on my own? What if my husband, my wife, or those in my life don't support me? Compare it to if they went to college. Like, find a way to identify their top objections, and then solve them in advance. Okay, I'm looking at things. You're awesome. One question. You said I do leave with an implementation guide. Okay, so that's it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to digress here. I want to serve and give this to you guys. Now, once we know the offer, once we know the value, what we're going to give people, you're bragging about yourself, you're going to find your values, what's the impact they're going to have on your life, what's the true urgency and scarcity without making up, all aligning with you, how do you overcome their objections in advance, then it's time to craft your messaging. Then it's time to do the hook, the story, and the close. By this time, you should know at the deepest level what it is you're offering, why people need it, why you want to serve it, and you should be at this point vibrating with, like, people need this so much that how can I do whatever it takes to get people to raise their hand? Again, fundamentally, when I look back at all the years of selling, whether it was used cars when I was young, and my own used cars, I used to buy wrecked cars, fix them up and flip them, or selling people to use the tow truck that I used, or selling on a date when I was in my 20s. Like, when I look back, it never felt like selling when I knew I could help somebody. But have we all sold things maybe that, you know, benefited us but we didn't love? Yes, that feels crappy. So do whatever it takes to fall in love, because then when you start with the hook, story, close, it doesn't feel like some sleazy sales tack. It feels like this is the way I get people to say yes. Because listen, look at me right now. I promise you this. If you build it, as amazing as it'll be, they won't come on their own. They just won't. That's not the way it works. And this is my gift to you to show you a process. Now, did I go through a lot here today? Absolutely. Did it seem all over the place? Maybe a little. If I was a little scattered, I'm trying. It's because I had a lot to cover. But this is going to be the most valuable when you come back and watch this again. This is going to be the most value when you take notes. This is when you go through and you see these questions I answered and they impact you and those little golden nuggets. This is how you create a process to sell like nobody else can. And for me, what could we do better than to get people enrolled in self-education on the next level. Now, I want to show you this. We're going to go a few more minutes here. So with the hook story closed, I wanted to find a way, if I'm going to be transparent on this campaign, if I'm going to be transparent on this two-day training with Tony and I want to tell you, tomorrow I'm going to send you an email. Read the letter that I wrote from head to knowing everything I shared today, read the letter that I send you. It'll probably be in your inbox tomorrow. Make sure you look in the promotion tab. Read the letter. It's probably a 5-page letter. I do video sometimes. I do video most all the time. Sometimes I write a letter. This is a letter you're going to want to rob. This is a letter you're going to want to lean on. This is a letter that you can use in your own space. In fact, let me pull it up really quick. Can you pull this up on the screen? Let's see. Okay. Is that, there we go. So this is a letter that I, in fact, my buddy Brendan Burchard had a letter that was the foundation, just like you could borrow this. It was a foundation. And what I said was, hook, story, close. How do I get people enrolled in a 2-day event that could change their life? And I just sat and wrote for hours. The hook is, we melted the internet and broke every record. Now we're decided to share our exact formula and teach it step by step on how you can do it. Excuse me, how you can do it too. You could pull that down. So this letter goes on 6 pages. And the whole process does everything I just shared with you in my book. Everything I shared on how to love what you do so much and then get people emotionally invested to say yes, to overcome. What I want you to do is when you read this letter tomorrow, is look how I share the impact it can make. Look how I overcome the objections. Look how I ethically brag about what we've created and see how you can rob that for you. That's what I'm talking about. And that's how I can do something like this. Now, here's the thing. Like I said, Tony has a waiting list for $1 million. He's got the platinum group. I have my groups. We decided this. We wanted to make it affordable to some, crazy good price for others, crazy way too much for others. We decided to make it $10,000. Now, when I say 10, I don't have apologies for that one. I've been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for hours, right? So it's all based on going back to the value, what it took me 20-something years of figuring this out, 10 years just on this process. I can do it with confidence and know that it'll fill up, know that I'll serve, and know that the people who don't get rolled, that's okay because that's not time for them. The KBB course can get them there. So think about that as you do your offer. Now, here's another thing I want to share with you. Be on the lookout for this email tomorrow. Let me see if I can find it. In the Knowledge Business Blueprint course, in the DIC training, I've taught you the email process. There's all kinds of different ways to get people engaged. Email is powerful. If you have an email list, if you grow an email list, remember it's the same thing. There's 1 million emails in our email inboxes. What makes yours stand out? Be on the lookout for mine tomorrow. Did you pull that up, Mike? Pull it up on the screen. The I don't know what the subject line is. Oh, I wish I had it here, but be on the lookout. It's short and sweet. Sometimes I do short. Now, what I'll do is I'll send you one tomorrow that's short and send you the next day that's long. You could pull that down. All right. That was the first time that I have ever walked through. Oh, let me see this. All right. I shut that off. Okay. Here we go. All right, guys. That's my training for today. I'm not quite done yet. I wanted to pull back the curtain. I hope that resonated. I hope that landed. I was trying to do something different. But let me just go back to this. Let's start from the beginning. You want another level of life. You wouldn't be here. You took off work. You did whatever it takes. You're part of the Knowledge Business Blueprint, DIC, other courses, trainings, High Performance Mastermind. You're ready for another level. Today, what if today was the day you changed the culture and what you thought about selling? Instead of putting all your energy, I watch people, and I really want you to think about this. I watch people will spend 1.5 years writing one of the greatest books ever about business, about life, about transformation, and they'll painstake over every sentence. And then when they get to sell it, they go, oh, I hope it sells now. All their energy goes into creating, and we know that 95% of all books in Barnes & Noble sell less than 1,000 copies. Why? Because they wrote it and thought people would come. Yet that there are so many books in Barnes & Noble that could transform people's lives, but they were apprehensive to selling. They thought it was cheesy. They thought it was bad. They thought they were forcing people. And guess what? They never got to help anybody. And if any of you, there's probably 5% of you today that were like, wow, this is too much for me. I don't want to be a salesperson. Then I'm not trying to make you a salesperson. I'm trying to give you the tools to make impact. Because if you're going to decide to be in the knowledge industry or any industry, let's not dabble. Let's not look back at the end of our lives and say, oh, I jumped into that account, but it never really went. I mean, have you ever had a business and you did everything right, at least you thought you did, and it didn't work? And then you're like, why? It's probably because of marketing and sales. So I'm going to ask you to do whatever it takes. Watch this again and reframe the way you think. Fall in love with what you do and know that the only way to live the life that you crave, whether it's just impact or impact in revenue or maybe just money. I doubt there's not one person on here, it's just money. It can't happen without these skills. Listen to people at the highest level. Enter conversations already going on in the mind of your prospect. Let people feel understood. And let's make an impact together. Let's take I'm going to go 3 more minutes. Let's do a few Q&A. If you have a question for me, let me know. Okay. Okay, we'll wait till questions come in. I'll 2 more minutes. We had so many great, you know what? I'm going to go back to these until your questions come in. Actually, they go back. Hi, Dean, I have faith in the questions. I am a single mom who's willing to do whatever it takes to get the right message out there. Okay, you know what, guys? There's so many questions coming in, and I've already had you for an hour and 15 minutes. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the Inner Circle. Thank you for being a part of the Knowledge Business Blueprint. Thank you for being, if you're in the Knowledge Business Blueprint, please keep living in the back office, or not back office, the Facebook group. I'm in there every week. Tony's healing, doing amazing. He'll be back in there on a regular basis after next week. He's on his way to Germany as we speak. The success, the inspiration, the motivation that's become an incredible family. The same with the Inner Circle. Same if you're in the High Performance Mastermind. Stay here. Be here month after month. And also, make sure you're in the back office looking at these previous trainings. We have so many of them that it's unbelievable. How would you apply it to online to serve? Oh, here they come in now. Sorry, guys. I'm a little behind. And it's amazing. Thank you, guys. I'm glad it's your first experience. Glad you thought it was amazing. Watch this video again. Let's make an impact. Be on the lookout for an email tomorrow so you can model the whole campaign. Go through the entire process. Anything we can do to serve you, we're here. Stay in the back offices. Be engaged. Don't let people talk you out of your dreams. And I'll see you next month. Thanks, everybody.